Guffers and Sattler, California's leading manufacturer of gas appliances, presents.
"30 Minutes in Hollywood," starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge. Also, Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr. This evening, George Jessel brings us a New Year's cavalcade of entertainment, including guest appearances of Armida, Man Mountain Dean, the famous wrestler, and the old-time burlesque favorites, Gene Bedini and Abe Reynolds.
Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Hello? Hello, Jessel, 30 Minutes in Hollywood. Ain't you talking? Who? Mr. Jessel? Well, he ain't here. Oh, he and Miss Talmadge are at celebrating New Year's. Well, you might try the Trocadero.
Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet. The way I feel tonight, I'd like to sing you a lot more song. But there's other people here tonight that I know you'd like to hear. There's a little friend right over in the corner. Maybe we can get him to do something. Ha ha. I'd like to see somebody stop him. Come on, folks. Let's get him up here. Georgie Jessel. Thank you, and pretty soon we're going to have a happy new year. I'm just having a great time here tonight, celebrating it with my lovely wife.
Where is she?
Oh, she's over in the corner. There she is.
Happy New Year, Norma Talmadge.
Well, happy New Year.
Yes, we're having a great time here. Well, I always get a great kick, and I always thoroughly enjoy the man that introduced me. But I want to tell you something, folks. This is a wonderful day, this New Year's, a day for happiness. A day for family reunions. All the stray lambs seem to wander home to be with the family on New Year's Day. I read the sweetest advertisement in the paper today. It carried such a note of sentiment. It said, if Joe Kraus, who left his wife and baby 20 years ago, will only come home, his baby will knock the stuffing out of him.
We have fun.
In the evening, we're rehearsing, but we have fun.
When we
want
to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life.
When we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
Maybe we do the right thing.
Maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just winning our way along.
When we want to laugh, we laugh. When we want to cry, we don't.
What's use of fretting? We're getting some fun out of life. It's a short time we have for living, and a long time we sleep. So love, sing, dance, the days are marching. Laugh and watch the years go by.
When we want to love,
we love.
When we want to kiss,
oh, we kiss.
In a happy setting, we're getting some fun.
Well, Norma, honey, what'll we do? Shall we make the rounds?
Whatever you say, dear. Let's stop at a lot of places. Where shall we go first?
I'd like to take you to something I know you've never seen before. You've never been to a wrestling match, now have you?
Not since I danced the last dance with you.
Oh, you're so cute tonight. To the wrestling match. Let's go! Well, here we are, dear. Just in time for the last fall.
Oh, dear. Look at that man jumping on the other man's face.
Oh, that's nothing.
And look, he's biting the other fellow's ear.
Well, I guess he's a vegetarian and he likes cauliflower. You see what I mean?
Look, he's pulling the other man's beard.
Yeah, you should have been here a few minutes ago, lady. The other fellow had a beard, too.
And now, look, dear, he's got the other man across his lap. And now he's biting his nose. And now he stops. Why did he do that?
I guess he likes his noses with mustard on them, that's all. But he's got him. He's got him now. He's down. Look, honey, he's flat on his back.
Man Mountain Dean!
want you to meet him.
Do you know him?
Do I know him? Why, he and Gotch and Hackenschmidt and Freddie Bartholomew, we've been friends for years. How are you, Frank?
Hello, Georgie. How are you?
This is my wife, Frank. Honey, this is Man Mountain Dean.
I'm very happy to meet you, too, Miss Thomas. I've known George a long time.
Oh, yes, yes. Man Mountain and I have been friends for a long time. We were in Chicago together once, honey. On the closing night of my engagement, somebody stole into the theater, took all the money out of my pocket. I didn't have a cent to get to the next town. Well, I went to my friend Frank here, and I told him I had no money for a railroad ticket.
And you gave him the money, Mr. Dean?
No, I didn't give him the money, but I threw him all the way to Pittsburgh.
Well, your match tonight was perfectly thrilling. What's your opponent's name?
He was Sailor Mulligan, the terrible Turk.
A sailor?
Yeah, you know, dear, an old salt.
Yeah, old salt. That's why I threw him over my left shoulder, just for luck.
Tell me, Mr. Dean, have you always been a wrestler?
No, I used to be a tailor in a restaurant.
A tailor in a restaurant?
Yes, I made those little paper panties for lamb chops.
Oh, Frank. I want to tell you something. Even your beard is tickling me from here. But look, Frank, your wrestling has been the tops for the last few years, and I'm terribly glad to have seen you again.
Thanks ever so much, George.
I'd like to have you visit with us, Mr. Dean.
I'd be glad to, but where do you live now?
Oh, not far from here.
Oh, you'll find it easy, Frank.
Yes, you must know Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills? Know him. I saw him in 2 straight falls once.
Well, Happy New Year, Frank.
Happy New Year to you both.
Good luck, Mr. Dean.
Thank you, Frank. Well, honey, now, wasn't that interesting?
I should say so. Now, where are we going?
Let's go from wrestling to the sublime. We can just get to the auditorium in time for the last act of the opera, Barbara Seville. Shall we go?
All right, sweet. Lead on, McChesil.
Well, well, here we are, dear, just in time. These 2 seats right on the aisle. I told you we'd make it in time.
Look who's sitting in front of us, Mrs. Trelefair.
Mrs. Trelefair?
I must talk to her. Hello, Mrs. Trelefair. How do you do?
Why, Norma Talmadge. You look perfectly charming and stunning.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, Mrs. Trelefair, look at that man sitting in front of you. Isn't he the ugliest thing you ever saw? I never saw such a face.
Why, Miss Talmadge, that man is my husband.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My mistake.
No, not at all. My mistake.
Why, honey, look at that little child coming out on the stage. What's she going to do?
Haven't you heard about her? She's only 7.5 years old, dear. But listen to her sing the aria Una Voce Poca Fa.
Who is the child?
That's little Josephine Starr.
Oh,
What a remarkable child. And now where are we going?
Well, honey, let's sit here for a moment and listen to what the sponsors say.
Each year at this time, it's customary for most of us to make all kinds of New Year's resolutions. The manufacturers of Gaffers and Sattler automatic gas ranges, circulating gas heaters, and Gaffers and Sattler electric refrigerators suggest that the housewives of California resolve to make the hours spent in the kitchen more enjoyable and more productive throughout the new year and for years to come by purchasing a new Gaffers and Sattler automatic gas range. The finest gas range ever built. It is now possible for you to buy this latest scientific cooking equipment on a low budget plan. Ask your nearest Gaffers and Sattler dealer to explain to you the low monthly payment plan of buying a Gaffers and Sattler gas range built by California's leading manufacturer of gas appliances. Having a good time?
You're certainly going to a lot of places.
That's what makes life interesting, honey.
Seems to me I've heard that remark before.
Oh, I make up all that stuff. 23 Skidoo, make a noise like a hoop and roll away. Chicken inspected. All that stuff. Wait a minute. Chauffeur. Stop right here. Norma. Chauffeur. Stop right here. Norma, let's run into this theater a moment.
What's playing there?
Gene Vidini's Peekaboo Company, a burlesque show of 20 years ago. Come on in, honey. I'd like to have you see an old-time burlesque show.
That's just like you, always bringing up your past.
Is that so? You think you're kidding, do you? But I know the scene so well, I could hop right on and play the Irishman.
I just...
Well, girls, I have a surprise for you. I expect a couple of rich Americans here tonight. They have made reservations and are traveling incognito. I want you to go upstairs and put on your royal best. And when they arrive, we can give them a rousing reception. Will you do it, girl?
You bet we will, Mr. Vidini.
Hey, watch my horse, boy. When I come out, I'll give him to you.
By golly, this must be the place. If there's no other place around this place, then this must be the place.
As I live and breathe, here they come now.
Well, Corn, it's about time you showed up. I've been looking for you nowhere. Couldn't find you someplace. Where were you?
Listen, Clancy. I told you 1,000 times. The name is not Corn. It's Corinne.
Oh, Quinn, is it? Well, spell it for me once. Now, come on.
C-O-H-E-N. Corinne.
Oh. All right, Corinne. What made you so late?
Late nothing. I was here half after past half 7 sharp between 8 o'clock and the dot.
Is that so?
You're the one that's late.
That's a lie, Corn. I've been waiting for you here all evening.
Yeah, that's what you think. You ain't even here right now.
Oh, who ain't? Be careful, Corn. The minute I lose my temper.
If you do, I'll help you find it. Listen. Clancy, are you a sporting man?
You can bet I am. Why?
I'll bet you $10 that you ain't here right now.
No one ever said that to a Clancy and got away with it. You'll bet me $10 they ain't here right now? Or make it 20.
It's a deal. Remember, I'm betting you that you ain't here.
Right.
Now, you're not in Chicago, are you?
No.
And you're not in Milwaukee, are you?
No.
Well, if you're not in Milwaukee and you're not in Chicago, you must be someplace.
Right.
Well, if you're someplace else, then you can't be here. So you lose. So long.
Well, I'm a monkey's uncle. I never heard of that in my life.
Pardon, monsieur. Did you ring for the waiter?
Well, I said... Oh, are you here?
Oui, monsieur.
I'll bet you $10 that you're not here.
Oh, monsieur, you're a little get mixed. Of course I am here.
I'll bet you 20 you're not here.
I hate to take your money, monsieur, but I will bet you.
All right. Now, well, you're not in Chicago, now are you?
No.
And you're not in Milwaukee, are you?
No.
Well, if you're not in Chicago, you're not in Milwaukee, you must be someplace else. If you're someplace else, you can't be here, see? Wait a minute. Come back with my money.
What money?
The money I just want from you, fair and square.
I have not got your money, monsieur.
Oh, I saw you take it.
I will prove to you I did not take your money. You say I'm not in Chicago,
oui?
Oui. Then you say I'm not in Milwaukee, oui?
Oui.
If I'm not in Chicago, I am not in Milwaukee, then I must be someplace else. And if I'm someplace else, I cannot be here. And if I am not here, how can I take your money?
Well, I'm a giraffe's anacle. I never heard anything like that in my life.
Ah, but wait, monsieur. Don't go until you meet the charming Mexican mademoiselle, Armita.
Ah!
But there's so much passion within me. It takes a big hombre to win me.
By golly, Clancy, she's looking at me.
Oh, yeah, you're a cross-eyed counselor. Listen to the girl sing. Go ahead, me beauty.
I want a gay cavaliero, a handsome, dashing señor of my own. I want a gay cavaliero who will take me and make me adore him alone. One who'll command me to love him and threaten to kill me if I don't obey. I want a gay cavaliero who will steal my heart away. I want a gay cavaliero who will be a very, very jealous lover if he shall discover that I have loved another man. I want a gay cavaliero with a heart of fire who'd devour me and overpower me with burning kisses if he can. Ooh, one who is big, brave, and gallant, who will laugh at danger with a heavy muscle ready for a tussle for to say anybody night or day. A mighty cavaliero. A haughty cavaliero.
Clancy, when I look at her face, ooh, how I hate my wife.
Ah, naughty cavaliero. Who will steal my heart away?
Now listen, Tom. We came here to Paris to have a good time, and that French waiter just won all my money. Have you got any money on you?
Well, I got a little.
How much you got?
A nickel.
Oh, what can you do with a nickel?
Well, you can buy an ice cream cone.
And I suppose I'd have to watch you eat it, huh?
Ah, gentlemen.
Oh, did somebody else come in?
Oh. You don't mind me calling you gentlemen?
No. Anybody can make a mistake.
Oh.
Gentlemen, in the name of France, I welcome you to Paris, to the Café de Feu. I have your reservations, and I will keep your identity a secret.
Good.
I have invited the richest woman in Hungary to dine with you. Also a friend. So make yourself at home, gentlemen. I'm at your service. Au revoir, gentlemen. Au revoir.
Keep the gutter, Monsieur.
Olive oil, Bonsauer.
Well, Corn, it looks like we're in for it. What are we going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm out for a good time, money or no money.
Is that so? Well, I've got an idea.
Well, if you got, I'll eat it.
Is that so? Well, it's food for thought, and here's what we'll do. After we wine and dine and the waiter presents the check, you'll say you'll pay the check. I'll say I'll pay the check. Then you'll say you'll pay the check, and we'll get into an argument about who's going to pay the check. And I'll say, if you don't let me pay the check, I'll punch you in the nose.
Yeah, but you don't do it.
Oh, of course not. Then you invite me into the alley to have a fight. When we get to the alley, we both run away, see?
Hey, Jerry Clancy, you got brains.
I got brains, haven't even used yet. What are you talking about?
Hey, but whatever you do, don't forget the alley.
Oh, don't worry.
Gentlemen, I want you to meet the Countess Falconi, the richest woman in Hungary.
Well, fancy meeting the hungriest woman in Richmond. I never thought of that.
It's a pleasure, gentlemen.
Lady, the feeling is mutual. Hey, Death Fight, where's her friend?
She will be here shortly, monsieur.
Well, show her up. Show her up.
Why should he show her up? It's none of your business if he knows anything about her. Now keep quiet.
Ah, here she is, gentlemen. Allow me to present the Countess's friend, Lady Cavendish.
Ah, it's a pleasure to know you, Lady Butteridge. But tell me, why do you look so sad?
Oh, we just saw a terrible accident. There was a man lying in the alley outside, all cut up and bleeding. His head was mashed in.
And his nose was broken.
And his chest was caved in.
And both of his legs were broken.
My, was he hurt?
How did it happen?
Well, it seems he came in here with a lady friend and ordered a big meal and plenty to drink. And all the poor man had was a nickel.
Oh, don't forget the alley.
Ay. All cut up and bleeding. But never mind. Come on, let's all sit down. Come on, have something to eat and drink. Come on, you Clancy.
No, sir. I'm going to stay right here.
What's the idea?
I want to be near the door, that's all.
Come on, sit down.
All right, call the waiter.
Did you ring, sir?
No, it was an accident.
Tell me, what are you going to have, ladies?
Well, I am not a bit hungry, so I'll just have a bite.
Well, that helps a little, anyway.
I'll just have an appetizer, some consomme, fruit salad, baked mackerel, some lamb chops, filet mignon, cauliflower.
In the alley. All cut up and bleeding.
Lettuce and tomatoes, potatoes au gratin, some pastry, and a demi-tasse. That's all.
You call that a bite?
Yes.
I'd hate to meet you when you're hungry, I'll tell you that right now.
Don't you think I should have something to wash that down
with? Oh, it'll take the whole Atlantic Ocean to wash that down.
And what are you going to have, Lady Camel Hash?
I'll have the same, because I'm hungry.
You're not hungry, you're empty.
Well.
Let's have a toast.
All right, open
that's
the wine.
That's right, a toast, that's good.
Go ahead, me lass, make the toast.
We come into this world to do and to dare. And where do we go? Nobody knows where. But if you are a good fellow here, I know you will be a good fellow there.
And if you don't shave every day,
you'll be covered with hair.
That's right.
Guys, that was a good one.
I should say so.
You know, I just can't forget that poor man lying in the alley. All cut up and bleeding. The poor man.
The check is here, sir.
All cut up and bleeding.
In the alley.
The check is here. Come, monsieur.
Hey, ladies, did you
bring a dog with you?
What is that here? Keep quiet, corner. Nobody will notice you now.
The check is here, monsieur.
Oh, yes, the check. How much is it?
In your money, $798.05.
Sounds like we've been here all winter. And let me see now. $798.05.
No, I got the 5 cents.
Well, the check will be paid.
The check has got to be paid.
The check must be paid.
Well, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, I'll pay the check.
Oh, no, I'll pay the check.
Hey, don't you raise your voice to me, Clancy. I'll pay the check.
If you don't let me pay that check, I'll punch you on the nose. Now, what shall I do? Pay the check or punch you in the nose?
Pay the check. Come on, sir.
The check is here.
Oh, yes, the check. How much did you say it was?
$798.05.
Well, let's see. Have you any blank check?
And what bank?
Well, what banks have you? Let me see. Waiter, do you remember a year ago a gentleman walked in here, ordered a meal and couldn't pay for it, and you kicked him out into the street?
Oui, monsieur.
Well, I was the man that you kicked out. It was me.
Oh, pardon. I am very, very sorry, sir.
That's
but...
all right. Don't apologize, because I'll have to ask you to accommodate me again.
Oh.
Yes.
Dispatch for you.
A teledispatch for me?
Yes, sir.
Girls, everybody come on here. Listen, everybody eat and drink and be merry at my expense. The real Mrs. Murphy is here at last. She's left me $1 million, so I'm through with Paris forever. I'll marry the widow, buy the cafe, and settle down in the good old USA.
I saw Washington cross the Delaware, Taylor fight at Monterey, and they all fought for a liberty in my dream of the USA.
This way out, everybody.
Get the latest song hits of the show.
Don't forget to take home a box of fine Yonkers chocolate.
Well, honey, that's something that you'll never see again.
Let's go to your office and make some New Year's phone calls.
All right. Okay, chauffeur. Drive to my office. Honey, turn on the radio.
Thank you.
the manufacturers of Gaffers and Sattler automatic gas ranges, circulating gas heaters, and Gaffers and Sattler electric refrigerators, take this opportunity to extend to all their friends, customers, and dealers throughout the state of California their best wishes for health, happiness, and prosperity throughout the new year.
Are you ringing that number?
George, dear, don't be so impatient. It's New Year's Eve.
Okay, dear. I don't want to spend the rest of the year with this telephone in my ear. Hello. Hello, Mom. I've been calling you for some time. Oh, you just got in. Where were you? The symphony concert. Well, that's fine. Did you enjoy it? You'd have enjoyed it more if you had taken the icebox with you? What's the icebox got to do with the concert? Oh, you left the tickets on the icebox. I see. I want to tell you what we have in mind for next week's show. Outside of the usual guest stars, we have a scientist here who says that nothing that has ever been spoken is ever lost. That he has an instrument that can get voices out of the air so they can be heard again. He believes that vibrations go on forever. And because of that, he has promised to search through the air and deliver to this program guest stars way out of the past. He's going to be their agent. Yeah, he'll be the first ghost agent the business has ever had. So be prepared to listen in on this show, and you're going to hear everybody from Julius Caesar, P.T. Barnum, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, Carrie Nation, John L. Sullivan, and Henry VIII. All those guests I'm going to have. I can bring them all up to the house for dinner. Except Henry VIII. Why? You saw the picture and he's got too big an appetite. I see. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone a minute, Mom. Just a second. Mom wants to know where we're going to go from here.
I think we should go home, don't you?
Oh, let's drink one more toast and then make a resolution.
What is it?
Well, let's make a resolution that we won't have one argument during this whole coming year. What do you say?
All right, dear, but you make the resolution. You're the one that always starts the argument.
Is that so? I got the nicest disposition of anybody you ever saw.
That's what you think. Well, all right, where'll we go?
Well, I'd like to visit my uncle, but of course you'd like to go to your sister Natalie's.
And that's where you're going. You're not going to visit any of your relatives and get into any card games at this hour of the night.
Is that so? Card games. Card games. That's such a terrible thing.
It is the way you play.
Oh, is that the way I play? You play some bridge. My shins are black and blue from those bum signals that you give me under the table all
well,
the
time. Well, don't tell me.
Well, I don't tell me. Now, for heaven's sakes, honey, let's not have an eye. Wait a minute, Mom. What do you say, Mother? You're listening to the bells, pealing out the New Year message? Well, I don't know what the message is, but I think it ought to be something like this. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, whatever color, race, or creed they may be, all over the world. Happy New Year, Mama. Say Happy New Year to Mama.
Happy New Year, Mother.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, chauffeur. Happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, folks. Happy New Year.
George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood with Norma Talmadge, the Wonder Child Josephine Starr, Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, and Amy Arnell, has presented as guest stars Man Mountain Dean, the famous wrestler, and favorites of the old-time burlesque theater, Gene Bedini and Abe Reynolds, and by courtesy of Gus Edwards, the lovely Armida. Next week, 30 Minutes in Hollywood will present the usual Galaxy of Stars and feature the guest appearance of Johnny Downs and Benny Baker by courtesy of Paramount Pictures, Noah Beery Jr., courtesy of Universal Pictures, and Paula Stone, talented daughter of the famous comedian Fred Stone. Meet us then in George Jessel's office. The doors open at 3 p.m. 30 Minutes in Hollywood is a presentation of Gaffers and Sattler.
30 Minutes in Hollywood comes to you from the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.